Good, good. I'm glad you're all right. On this morning's show, we got the record of the week, which is Claire McGuire and the Sword and the Stone. We got the album of the week, Teddy Thomas and Bella. We got Tracks of My Years, chosen by Richard Madeley. Here's our very own Richard Madeley. And, of course, Pop Master, 0500-88-291, if you want to play. You'll be asked some very challenging questions by our producer, and if you're lucky, you'll get through. If you're not, oh well, I did warn you that it's impressive. Lynn Bowes has just delivered me a coconut macaroon. Which begs me to question why she's been so nice to me.
I just like to do something friendly every day. It's like a Girl Scout, Girl Scout, Girl Guides.
That's like playing Final Destination on an aeroplane train.
Thanks.
Don't worry. And if there's any delays today under the Castle Curry archways, don't worry. I've got your back, Lynn. Hello, says Gordon. I was recently driving home, and I saw a shiny, shiny new pound coin. It was gleaming in the sunlight. I pulled over because I hoped it was something more substantially interesting. But then a magpie happened to swoop down and take it from my reach.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
See, they say you find a penny, pick it up, the rest of the day you have good luck. It's an old-fashioned saying, lost a pound, I've found a magpie. Susan's listening. She says, you alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
She says, Rob Brydon wasn't really there, was he, on April 1st? And it wasn't Zoe Ball covering the week after.
No.
You see, this is what I'm trying to point out to people. It was me, extremely drunk, and I always enjoy insulting Jeremy Vine. After all, it's not particularly hard to do. When you come in to the studio, and he comes on a half an hour and he tells me, Oh, no, we got this on today, we got that on, we're talking about this, we're talking about that. And I'm virtually in a coma by the time he's finished. So I thought, I'll get drunk, do a Sarah Kennedy, bring all the vodka bottles in here, and just insult everyone I work with. And see if I can get away with it. So it wasn't really your own pride, it was me. I was drunk. And Zoe, well, that was actually Lynn Bowles. Zoe has got other projects on at the moment, so Lynn decided to pretend she was Zoe Bowles for a week. And Richard Madeley, well, no. No, it's not him on breakfast. It's Colonel Gaddafi with one of his moderately altered voice tuning machines, like Stephen Hawking's using this. And, basically, Colonel Gaddafi was translated into English by our very old son O'Neill, and the Colonel filled in for Richard Madeley. And Simon Mayo, incidentally, is being replaced by the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. So that's nice to look forward to, isn't it? And we got music on the way from the Beach Boys, yeah, right? Do It Again. Yes. Yellow Submarine, the Beatles, yeah. And the brilliant Runaway Love by Alice Gold, which will be the record of the week next week, with Alex Lester at 2:30 in the morning, my good self sandwiched between the two of them. Let's have 39 points today. Yes, 39 points. No less. I want a full house. I want to give away a DAB digital radio. And not just a damn CD wallet with an autographed photo of myself. And when I find myself again in the dictionary corner of Countdown tonight, I was interested by an email from a 6-year-old girl. She says, you don't sound on the radio like you don't have any air. Charming. 10 o'clock, BBC Radio 2, online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM.